clock. Joining us now from the LA Times, Arash Markazi. Thanks for doing this, Arash. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us today. You highlight in the LA Times what a time it is right now to be an LA sports fan and the star power that is there after the crazy NBA offseason. And even what we just saw this past weekend in El Tráfico with, you know, Carlos Vela and Zlatan Ibrahimovic putting on a show. And, you know, starting on that, you know, it's not very popular MLS to see, or it's not a big product in a sense like the NBA or the NFL is, but star power like Zlatan can kind of give it relevance. Does it have a higher level of relevance than you would have expected given the star power in that derby match between the two LA teams?
No, it's incredible. You know, I kind of mentioned in my column, it's one of my favorite rivalries we have in Los Angeles because the LAFC fan base has really embraced that team as soon as that they began. And you go to one of their home games, it's one of the more unique fan experiences we have here in Los Angeles. And so that is unique in the sense that normally there is like the A side and the B side. There's the Lakers, there's the Clippers, there's the Dodgers, there's the Angels, Kings, Ducks, whatnot. With LAFC, despite not having that success in history, I mean, they are right there with the Galaxy, and they have such a passionate fan base. So that is a fun rivalry, and it kind of touches on that we're in this kind of unique time and place here in Los Angeles where both of the pro sports teams, for the most part, hockey has to catch up, unfortunately, right now, but they are led by superstars. You know, teams that are in contention for championships. So it's not just one team and then one team is struggling. We have this unique situation where we're both of the teams, and we have two in every major North American sport, they are competitive right now.
I want to kind of touch on the NHL before you just mentioned it there right now. Does it even register in SoCal with the way the Kings and the Ducks have played in the last couple of years?
You know, it has, and that's unfortunate because the Kings obviously had a great sellout streak. I can tell you it is one of the more passionate fan bases. And also, those playoff games, I've told my friends there, I said I've been to Lakers games, I've been to Clippers, but Kings playoffs, I mean, that is a unique experience. So for both teams to be struggling at the same time, they're both 100-1 long shots right now in Vegas. So it's tough, but again, in hockey, as you guys know, you can get on a hot streak here. The St. Louis Blues had the worst record in the league January, and they go on to win the Stanley Cup. So not saying it's out of the realm of possibilities that one or both of these teams could get hot, but yeah, those are the two teams when you look at the pro sports landscape right now that are struggling.
Yeah, it's I do wonder, too, because both of those teams maybe going through rebuilds, Arash, you know, does that affect the way those teams, you know, want to do their business? Can they go into a full-on rebuild given, you know, what else is happening in LA, or do they risk kind of falling too far onto the wayside?
Yeah, I think when you're a pro sports franchise in Los Angeles and even New York, I mean, it's really hard to do a full-scale rebuild like that. You have to at least have one or two stars you have to at least have a reason for fans to come out to your games. And so, you know, while you have a rebuild, like who are the fans going to pay for? How are you going to bring your sponsorship dollars in? So, you know, while it might be the prudent thing to do to have a rebuild, I do think both those teams, and certainly the Kings who are in Los Angeles and share the same arena with the Lakers and Clippers, need to provide fans with a reason to come to their games.
Arash Markazi of the LA Times joining us. So, yes, the reason your story is up and the reason we did bring you on here, though, is, you know, what's to come between the Lakers and the Clippers after Kawhi Leonard lands with the Clippers, LeBron and AD teaming up with the Lakers right now as well. The Clippers actually have better odds of winning the NBA title for next year after seeing those. But what's the hype around this already, even though we are, you know, months out from the NBA season?
It's amazing because that's the number one topic fans are kind of talking about after that blockbuster summer. You got Anthony Davis, LeBron James with the Lakers, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George with the Clippers, according to Vegas, the top two teams in the league going into next season. So it's sort of like this unique time period, because normally in Los Angeles, the Lakers have been winning championships while the Clippers have been one of the worst teams in the league. And most recently, the Clippers have been in the playoffs almost every season while the Lakers have been the worst team in the league. So for the first time, really, both of these teams, which share their own arena, they share the same facility, are perhaps the top two teams in the league and could square off in the Western Conference Finals in a hallway series, as they would call it. So it's a unique time. Obviously, the Lakers are still the number one team in the market, and it's not really that close. But the Clippers, with this signing and the summit that they had, have really kind of joined in that kind of conversation. I mean, because in Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, you have two of the top 10 players in the league, but also two local products who chose not to go to the Lakers the last two summers and instead have chosen to come to the Clippers. So, you know, we'll see how competitive both are and if both are really truly the top two teams in the league. But really kind of, you know, people have said, well, could the Clippers become the team of Los Angeles? I don't think so. They, you know, the Lakers are a team that have won 16 championships, but they have a seat at the table now. They are not just competitively on par with them. When you look at sort of two of the greatest players to come out of the city, both of them chose the Clippers, not the Lakers.
Yeah, and the sports fan experience is kind of paranoia, you know, but especially in the NBA, because you could have a player like the Toronto Raptors for 1 year, and then he decides, I'm switching it up, or LeBron James deciding that he wants to switch markets. Even though the Lakers are king right now in LA, they've got LeBron, they've got Anthony Davis. You heard yesterday Anthony Davis also saying that one day he'd like to play for the Chicago Bulls. You know, how did that go over in LA? Because it seems like, you know, you've got a 1 to 2 year window, and then after that, it could be a completely different situation.
Yeah, it didn't go over well. I mean, I understand why, you know, he can't sign his long-term contract yet, but it is kind of funny when he's now talking about the Chicago Bulls and other teams that he enjoyed watching as a kid. Obviously, he's from Chicago, but no, I get it. This kind of began with LeBron in Cleveland, or at least with the Miami Heat, I think, you know, when he first went to the Heat and then came back to Cleveland. You know, signing these kind of short-term deals where the player has the ability to leave if things aren't going well, and it really puts the team in a position to continue to show their commitment to winning, continue to show the player their commitment to him. And so, listen, in a year, if the Lakers, if this that doesn't work out and he wants to leave, he has that chance. And to be honest, when he does sign his new deal, there will be like kicking off that. When you look at what Kawhi did with the Clippers, it was a 2+1, you know. After 2 years, if Kawhi doesn't like what the Clippers are doing, if Paul George doesn't like what's happening, they have the ability to leave. Now, they can stay as well, but, you know, it's not the worst thing in the world, but I can understand if you're a fan of that team, and certainly if you work for that team, that it causes a lot of tension that you might lose the player.
Arash Markazi, our guest. You know, with I wonder how LA fans feel about LeBron too. You know, he shows up there and they still miss the playoffs. How much did this past season with the Lakers affect the way people view LeBron in LA?
You know, it was tough because he was never fully healthy. He really wasn't the same player when he came back post-Christmas. You know, I mean, I think people kind of forget that, you know, they were the number four seed going into that Christmas Day game. They blew out the Warriors, and it looks like, okay, this could actually be like a legit, maybe not a championship contending team, but certainly a playoff team. And then LeBron goes down, and then Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball and a lot of other players begin to go down, and like they just could not break out of that funk. But, well, listen, well, Los Angeles is a city run on championships, and that is how you are graded. And so if people want to compare LeBron James to Kobe Bryant and Magic Johnson and all these great Lakers, you know, their expectation is, at least from the fans, is, well, he has to win a championship first. And so He has the team around him now, and this is probably one of his more talented teams that he's had. And so, you know, if he doesn't find a way to win a championship now, I think fans will kind of judge him. But last season was so tough just because of everyone who got hurt.
We wanted to hit some baseball with you as well before we let you go. The Battle of L.A. is not limited to the basketball court as well. You've got Mike Trout on one side, Cody Bellinger on the other, both L.A.-based athletes that are having historic seasons. Is that registering in L.A. right now, or is it all about September and October And, you know, what happens until then doesn't really matter.
Yeah, you know, fans are talking about it, but you bring up a good point with the Dodgers and sort of just the expectation of Los Angeles, which is really a championship or bust town. I think everyone's excited about the season, but kind of like wake me up in October. And so I've written this, I've talked about it before. I've told fans, enjoy the season, because this is such a historic season that the Dodgers are having, that Cody Bellinger is having. Enjoy the run, because, listen, we will get to a point where this is not the norm. And I understand fans want the Dodgers to win the championship, and if they get back to their third straight World Series and lose, it would break their heart. But, listen, I think you just don't know what's going to happen a few months from now, so enjoy the ride. But that is some of the response I've gotten from fans when I've talked about this season. It's like, okay, this is great and all, but we would like to win a World Series finally.
Hey, Rash, really appreciate the time. Thanks for this today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
There is Rash Markazi of the LA Times.